April is awash with musical entertainment options, and musician, writer, and music critic Josh Gross joins host Jeffrey Riley to share some of the live music gigs and festivals coming to our region this month.
Josh Gross, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Always glad to be here, Jeffrey.
And a happy April to you. And it looks like a fairly busy music calendar for the month of April.
Yeah, you know, it's every month there's a different reason for it to be busy, but this is the month where things start to wake up a little bit. The weather is clearly lovely. We've got a nice little sweet spot before it turns into a fiery hellscape, so I say take advantage of it. Really, there's some great stuff this month that you don't want to miss out on.
Okay, let's let her rip. Up first, and this is actually on Saturday, April 20th. It's William Tyler and The Impossible Truth at The Dip in Reading. And you're not going to make much out from the vocals, so just stand by and hear what you hear. Yeah, some groovy sounding stuff in there from William Tyler and The Impossible Truth. That one's called Highway Anxieties. What can you tell us about the band?
William Tyler was a, you know, fairly in-demand session player in Nashville. You know, did a lot of work with bands like the Silver Jews, and, you know, toured around a lot. And he just decided, you know, it's time for me to step out and do my own thing. And, you know, he started doing his own recordings and stocked his band with, you know, other session players that he knew. So it's like he's got basically this phenomenal cast of players. But, you know, so what is it that they say? It's no stars, all talent, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and sort of took that sort of Nashville honed sort of like country sound, but really just added like some level layers of space to it, you know, and some interesting sort of explorative textures, you know, that shows on April 20th. Don't know why you'd want expansive space themed exploratory textures on that
on
day,
420.
But if you do, if that's your thing, you know, that's the day that it's happening, you know.
All right, as long as we're clear on that one, yeah. That's William Tyler and The Impossible Truth, The Dip in Reading, Saturday, April 20th. Next on the list on this edition of Rogue Sounds with Josh Gross, Friday, April 5th, Super Cassette, coming to Three Penny Mercantile in Ashland for First Friday Arts. Let's hear Continent from Super Cassette. I was really digging a lot of that. And then the harmonies came in there, too. It's a really full sound.
It is a really full sound. It's really, really lovely stuff. Super Cassette is a band based out of the Bay Area. Sort of, again, another one that sort of began as a pandemic recording project. They called it Hamlet Core. Music that sort of struggles with the question of to be or not to be. You know, just because it was like, as many of us were sort of like contemplating mortality at that point in time. And, you know, really, but just really lovely, beautiful pop songs with a nice beat behind it. And it's really great. They've been playing downtown First Friday in Ashland. First Friday in Ashland really, you know, is another, it's not a festival exactly, but it's the opportunity. It's a great day to, you know, walk around and see what's going on. Lots of, there's lots of bands playing around that time, people trying to take advantage of the whole First Friday thing. And, you know, it's going to be just great. There's no tickets required. Just walk in, have a good time.
Yeah, just hang out. It is fun. First Friday in several communities around the region. There's a second Friday or two, and I think a third Friday in Medford. Is that still going on?
To my knowledge, but please don't quote me on that. Or
or me, yeah. If I need to correct the record, at the end of this, I will. All righty. So I'd mention there are a couple of festivals coming up. We're having Josh Gross here on another edition of Rogue Sounds here on the Jefferson Exchange. We just heard Super Cassette coming to Three Penny Mercantile in Ashland for First Friday Arts on Friday, April 5th. Now, for the festival scene, we get into this on Saturday, April 20th. Oh, another 420. What do you know? Medford Metal Fest. So let's hear from Othrys first, and then we can talk about Metal Fest. So stand by for Othrys. This is called Resist. So once again, you've provided us with a metal band, but a lot of great melody in there too.
Well, it's almost, Jeffrey, as if like metal has a lot of great melody.
Yeah. What do you know?
Not all just noise and screaming. I mean, metal is a very broad genre and has a lot of different subgenres. I know the famous monologue from Forrest Gump about all the different kinds of shrimp.
Oh yeah.
You know, like one of metalhead's favorite things to do is to do the exact same thing for all the different sub varieties of metal. You know, there's black metal, doom metal, Swedish metal, speed metal, power metal, thrash metal. You know, it goes all over the place, and it's a very diverse genre. But two things that are like endemic to it throughout are, one, a prodigious level of talent. Oftentimes the players in that are on playing, you know, could be playing in classical orchestras, but just want to do this instead to do their own thing, but they're playing at that, you know, level of proficiency and just a profound level of passion. And the Medford Metal Fest is it's not that I think JPR listeners are like, oh, the Metal Fest is going on, but it is a big event in our community, like a massive event. Like, groups are coming from all over the West Coast to take part in this full-day festival that's going to have multiple stages. And and if you go to it, you will see some of the most passionate, dedicated people, both on and off the stage, who are just absolutely in love with this art form and, you know, and are there to like genuinely celebrate it. And it's really rare that something brings out that much passion in the audience. And it's a beautiful thing to see.
And so Othrys is one of what, how many bands?
Oh, geez, like 20 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember off the top of my head, but these are pretty big groups coming from all over the West Coast. And it's all spearheaded by a guy who has a show on another radio station called The Metal Mixtape. And so he has a really good working relationship with a lot of groups, just built up a lot of trust within the community, so he can kind of reach out and cherry pick, you know, all of his favorite groups to make this thing happen. And it's every year they've done it, it's gotten bigger and bigger and better. And it's really turning into, you know, a pretty major staple on the sort of like West Coast festival scene. It's a pretty big event, and it's worth, even if you don't want to attend, it's worth driving by and taking a look and going like, wow, look at that, you know.
All right, and so where in Medford?
It's going to be at inside and outside of Johnny B's, because they actually set up a stage in the alley, so it goes back and forth from inside and outside. So like it goes back and forth, and they kind of seamless between the transitions between bands. While one is playing, the next is setting up. Mm-hmm. So it just keeps going.
And Johnny B's fronts on 6th Street in Medford, is that right?
Yeah, okay. It's 6th and
South Central, yeah. Right off that corner there, yeah. Okay. Josh Gross is with us with another edition of Rogue Sounds here in the Jefferson Exchange, and another festival to talk about. Wednesday through Sunday, April 24th through 28th, is Oregon Fringe Fest in Ashland, which features a bunch of different acts. We'll talk about that in a moment. First, let's hear one of the bands here. This is Malinka doing a song called Ochi Chernye, or Dark Eyes. Stand by. Oh, Now, that performance of Malenka actually from the Green Show at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival a few years ago.
Yeah, it was a nice live clip. I thought I'd share that one. Malenka World Music, wonderful, wonderful klezmer band based out of Southern Oregon. You know, they play around, they do different shows. I personally just love klezmer music, so it's wonderful to be able to share them. But they're going to be playing as part of the Oregon Fringe Festival, which is a sort of small performance art festival based out of the university. And it's always been kind of a student group facilitated thing. This year, the organizers are really making an effort to get a little bit beyond the college, and they've done made sure that a lot of the performance venues are throughout the city of Ashland, and that all of the shows are free. So that, you know, you can tip the performers if you like, but they've made a big effort to make sure everything. So for 4 days, I think, four days, there's just going to be this huge catalog of performance art events that are all free to go to. And there's a schedule on the website, and there's a ton of great music acts that are part of that. There's a Taiko group, there's the world music, there's some really interesting rock bands, both local and far away. There's some interesting stuff from the university, like people's master's thesis, like percussion projects, and you know, like things in composition, and a lot of stuff you don't necessarily get the chance to sort of see on the local club scene because it's, you know, doesn't easily slot into it, and it's all free. And you know, you could just spend a whole day just bouncing back and forth between very cool performances, and you know, both music and theater. And I really think that's something cool, and it would be you don't want to miss out on it. You know, that's a real opportunity, something I think that's really great for the community to have.
I'll make sure we have a link to Oregon Fringe Fest at our website at jeffexchange.org. Josh Gross is with us for another edition of Rogue Sounds. And our final offering here is from Sunday, April 17th. This is the Happies coming to the Talent Club in Talent. This piece is called Only Problem. I want to be someone. I was hoping that you do too. Is that true? How come the only problem I ever have is you? The only problem I ever have is you.
Man, patience, six a ride, no vacation. I'm up and down and up and down again. And then you tell me that I'm different. Tell me that I'm different and it's back in my face again. I don't know what I'm talking about, talking about, talking about, talking about. One more time like before. Sometimes in life, love is such a chore. And I love sex when it's at my door.
The only problem I ever have is you.
Well, that song took some fun turns, didn't it?
It did. It's interesting, isn't it? The Happies are, again, another band based out of the Bay Area. Just kind of really towing that line between sort of garage and psych and, you know, just sort of like power pop and, you know, interesting, just little underground rock and roll blend. And just it's got a great sound, a great vibe. I think the Happies is a great name for it just because it can be so dreamy and like, you know, but then it can take some interesting fun, like, oh, well, that was a fun, happy turn, you know. And I think I was just reading a little bit about the band before we talked today, and I just came across an interesting anecdote where the front man, Nick, he had basically gotten in trouble, struggled with addiction a lot, and had been on probation. It said that he wasn't allowed to be anywhere that served alcohol. But when he got his probation officer to come see his band, they said, okay, we're going to change the rules of your probation because, like, this is so good for you.
Well,
I just feel like that means something, you know, when if someone is putting the level of, you know, passion into their music and that it's a probation officer can recognize it, like, that's rare.
That really is.
That's something worth seeing to me.
All right, that's the Happies coming to the Talent Club on Sunday, April 17th, the final of our list here, the full list at our website, jeffexchange.org. Josh Gross, thanks for another edition of Rogue Sounds.
Always glad to be here, Jeffrey.